When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Martha Norwalk, just like it sounds, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link upper right, and that'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, gosh, it is you can find us on Facebook these days as well. I know there's some good ones on Facebook, a couple of really good videos. A really cute one about a monkey trying to rescue a kitten, and it's just the sweetest, most heartwarming video. You ought to take a look at that. And it is the third Sunday of the month, and so that is normally a me and Natasha Sunday, and that's what it is today, and that's good. It's just that we had a lot of last minute, all kinds of stuff going on, and so I can speak for myself. I'm just a little discombobulated this morning. Nathan will attest that I couldn't do my promos like I normally do, and we finally gave up and said, well, we'll do them after the show. So it's one of those days. Everybody else having stuff going on? Well, good news is Natasha's here today, so she can tell us what's going on astrologically, so we can blame it on something other than ourselves. Anyway, as always, Animal World production engineer is here. Good morning, Nathan Miller. How are you?
Good morning, Martha Norwalk. And I am
Oops,
by
I don't
no
hear
means...
You.
Good morning, Martha.
There
Norwalk.
You are.
See, yeah, there we go. All these issues going on.
All right.
I
okay.
No,
well, see,
by
that's
no
just
means...
par for the course. So everybody, tighten your seatbelts and hold on, because something's in the air. We're having all kinds of technical stuff and all of that. Now, and speaking of that, of course, we might almost get the table set here, so we can chat a bit before we officially start the show. Normally, I would introduce our wonderful call screener, Stacey Buck. We talked to her. Boy, we zoomed it. She zoomed in from Europe, last week, and we got to talk to her in her fabulous birthday trip to Monaco. She did have a phenomenal trip. And if you would like to see how phenomenal it was, you can go to Facebook, the Animal World Facebook page, Martha Norwalk's Animal World, because she posted just a really great post about her trip and fantastic photographs and stuff. Her daughters planned the whole thing and took her on a birthday trip. And anyway, it's just fabulous. And so you can surrogately join in Stacy's vacation and check that all out. However, she got home on, the 11th. So that was earlier in the week. And she woke up the next day was her actual birthday. So she had done this whole trip for her birthday. Well, she was feeling a little sore and achy and nose, thinking, oh, well, 9-hour flight and all of that, just all in. Well, it wasn't quite that simple, and she came home with a belated kind of balance, all the fabulous trip she had. You know, everything has to be in balance, so hope she comes, and what happens, she gets COVID, she comes home with COVID. So fortunately, she's recovering and all of that good stuff, but it's just happened this week, so she is still in quarantine. So she couldn't come into the studio today. So, Stacy, we love you and we miss you, and we hope that you recover quickly. And I know I've been there, done that, and I'm thinking, so even with my due diligence and everything I've done to keep myself safe and my clients safe and everything, I actually, as you know, did get COVID during a session in February. So I had my bout with it. So now Stacy's had her turn. I'm hard pressed to find anybody that I know that hasn't had it, but I think we got two here. So, because I don't think, Nathan, you haven't had it, have you?
I've never tested positive. I've had.
Oh, what does that mean? Did you have some symptoms?
This is
at
like
some
before,
point?
Like all that stuff was happening, and
oh, okay.
Maybe there was a time when.
So way back when, yeah. You might have had it and didn't know what it was.
Yes.
I have a couple friends that thought, you know, before we knew we had a pandemic or what it was, they thought they had already had it because they'd never been so sick in their lives. But it was before, you know, we knew about COVID. But anyway, so you're thinking kind of in the beginning, maybe you might have.
Yeah, in the early stages before all the testing, and it was just suddenly happening, and maybe, but.
Okay. All right. Well,
not sure. Like I said, I never tested positive, so I don't know for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well. So we'll give you a you're a iffy. However, we also, because it is the third Sunday of the month, and all joining me if we are on our regular schedule, which we are, would be Natasha Venter.
With all the dimensional shifts and changes, are we sure we're here?
Yeah, well, we sort of are, but we sort of aren't, because that's the first big, you know, change, because we had planned to all be in the studio today. That's what we normally do on the third Sunday of the month. You know, Nathan's always in the studio, but Stacy comes in to screen calls, and Natasha drives down from the Skagit Valley, and I drive down, and we all get to be together in the studio. And so that was the plan, and had been the plan, until Stacy threw a wrench in the works. And she did throw a wrench in the works, because that's kind of where she was, but she threw a wrench in the works by coming home with COVID and not coming into the studio. So then Nathan said, well, if Stacy isn't coming in, and if Natasha decides not to drive down, Martha, you really don't have to make the drive. And so we all said, oh, okay. So Natasha said, all right, I don't need to buy the gas. I'll stay home. And I said, well, Natasha's staying home. I'll stay home. So we're all zooming in. But in Stacy's honor, I have a virtual screen up for I'm in Hawaii with palm trees and beautiful beach and all of that. And so Natasha's zooming in from Skagit Valley. I'm zooming in from the Monroe Salton area, and Nathan's in the studio. Stacy's in quarantine, and that's what's happening today. So we're here, but we aren't here. And hopefully we've gotten all the technical glitches and all that stuff out of the way. In, you know, up front here before and in the beginning of the show and all of that, so that we'll have smooth sailing throughout. Now, I was hesitating. Well, maybe we won't. We'll brief this, but we won't go into details now because we'll get the show started before we do. But I hesitated when I was introducing Natasha. Because, you know, I talked to her as you know, it's talk to your humans or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and personal awareness coaching with Natasha, and, you know, talk about who she is and what she does. Well, that was one of the other things, because last minute she sent me a text. I'm rebranding myself and she's doing all this, and she says, and so now I'm going to talk about da 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 da, and so now I'm totally confused, and I have no idea what to call her to tell you what she is. But I know it's Natasha because I can see her, and she's still Natasha, and yep. I know she still talks to dead people and dead animals and does personal awareness coaching,
yes.
But she does a lot of other stuff, and she's refining all of that so we all understand who she is. So once we officially start the show, that's the first thing we're going to do, is find out who the heck is joining us today and what the heck... How what do we else do we need to know about all of this so we're all on the same page? So
sounds good.
So anyway, maybe that's why I'm just a little discombobulated today, because there's just too much going on. So anyway, you know, I didn't want to describe her incorrectly, so we'll let her fill us all in.
I'm good then, either way. Whoever you describe me as, I probably can cover it. So that's what.
Well,
I'm
she still
to
looks
own.
The same to me. So anyway, before we officially start the show, let's find out now. I of course was prepared for a lot of rain and stormy stuff this weekend, because that's what I was seeing on the weather reports. And I was concerned because I did a session, counseling session yesterday with a guy and his dog down in the studio areas, down in the Bellevue area. And we did have to go out walking and so forth. And I was concerned it might be a stormy day. I actually brought two coats with me, depending on what the weather was doing. But, you know, it didn't rain at all. It was dry all day, and it worked out very well. This morning here, it's just gray up here. Dry, but it's just gray up here. Now, isn't that interesting? I don't know if you guys are hearing it. I'm hearing a little static in my ear.
A very small amount.
Yeah, because I was wondering, that usually is a phone line, isn't it?
No.
Except you're not on the phone.
No, it's coming. You remember that static we had with you before, but that's a different topic. So
yeah,
we'll
okay.
just roll with it.
We'll see. Everything seems to be okay. All right. So anyway, Nathan, you're
yet.
Showing me. Looks like it's wet down there in Bellevue. So you getting rain down there?
It
or is
quite wet. So what you were talking about, how you're saying you're not really expecting storminess, well, it's yeah. going to be coming, and we're starting to get rain coming down here in the Bellevue-Seattle area.
Okay.
And no winds yet. The flagpoles are sitting nice and still, but we are expecting some gusting winds up to maybe 30 miles per hour, plus maybe afternoon or evening thunderstorms. So we do have a bit of a
All
system
right, so
coming our way.
It may still be coming my way. Well, so far it's just cloudy here, and but I do have to go out after the show, and because speaking of another snafu, I don't know about you guys, but Nathan, because you guys have Abby, your dog, and Natasha, you have animals. Mm-hmm. Do you guys order stuff from Chewy.com?
Occasionally.
Oh, okay.
Usually,
I
think we got like a collar from Chewy.
Oh,
and leashes.
Oh, a collar for
yeah.
the dog
yeah.
from
yeah.
Chewy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A collar.
Well, yeah, and I was thinking phone caller, you know. Oh, really? Chewy called you?
Yeah,
that's
Chewy's
really
on the show right now.
Yeah. Well, I order from Chewy all the time, and I really, really like them. I think they really do a great job. Customer service is really, really good, but I had some of my animals' prescription medication were ordered and on the way, and they were supposed to arrive yesterday. And supposed to arrive Friday night, I guess. It was supposed to arrive Friday. Well, and they didn't come, and then I was getting weird notices on tracking, and I got an email late Friday night, like 9:30 or something, that said your package has been delivered. And so, you know, I got my coat, my flashlight, and out I went, you know, and checked the driveway and all over in the mailbox, and no package anywhere. So came back in, and you know, and I called Chewy, and they are just fabulous, you know, and they've got 24-hour phone service. You can call them anytime, and somebody answers and takes, you know, it's a real human, and that's pretty impressive to me. And of course, they said, you know, I asked I found out from the email that who shipped it, and I don't know if you have problems with shipping packages, but out here where I am in the Monroe Salton area, deliveries just don't work real well right now. And there's been a lot of snafus. The post office isn't up to snuff anymore. I think that's kind of a general problem with everybody for stuff going on. But there are several different companies that can deliver, you know, UPS and FedEx and the post office. And then there's an OnTrack. Well, Chewy started using OnTrack in our area a while ago, and I've never had a good delivery from them. And they throw packages in ditches and you don't get all of that. So my account is flagged. Do not send via OnTrack. Well, they sent via OnTrack. So not surprised that it didn't show up. And there's a similar address on the other side of Monroe to mine. And sometimes our packages get mixed up. I assumed that what had happened. But when I clicked through and looked at the details, OnTrack said that a person's name had signed for it, which I knew wasn't the name of the similar address. So I went on to Nextdoor. I love technology. And I, you know, the Nextdoor neighborhood thing, I posted and said, does anybody know this person? I'm looking for my Chewy box and all of that. Well, by the time I got home from doing my session yesterday, there was posted, well, we don't know who that person is, but your package is here. It's at the similar address. So anyway, I've got to go out and retrieve my Chewy package. Got to go drive the other side of Monroe and pick it up. But the good news was Chewy will immediately replace your order and send it back out. But I was able to call them and stop the extra shipment because I know I can retrieve it. But I'm just putting this out to you know, if you have an option of shipping, my advice is be very careful. And I would not use OnTrack because you wouldn't believe all the complaints on the Nextdoor app since I posted that. Everybody has posted that they've never had an acceptable delivery from OnTrack. So I don't know what's going on, why they don't clean up their act. But that's another frustration because I got to go out and retrieve Robbie's medication from across town thanks to a bad delivery. So, oh, boy. Anyway, I can testify we really ought to be advertising for Chewy because their customer service is phenomenal. And I don't know any companies anymore that you can call 24 hours a day and you get a real human that actually talks to you and will solve the problem. You can talk
my
to their
web designer does GoDaddy.
Really?
I've been with them for 20 years and I can say that every time I've called them up, they have never squawked at any question that I have asked. Wow. I have asked some of the most basic questions and they go, how can I help you? Instead of really, you know, I can only say good things about them.
Yeah. And isn't it nice to have a company that you can actually call and talk to a real human? I know that, you know, I'm old school and old, you know, in general, and that, you know, I would rather a lot of times talk to a human than try to do things via text or email or, you know, online and all of that. But, you know, with a lot of companies these days, it's like pulling teeth to even try to find a phone number. And then you call and you get in this chain of automated phone stuff and it takes forever. So I really appreciate a company like Chewy that you call. Rarely do you have to wait. It gets answered right away. And they're always extremely helpful and it's never your fault and they take care of things right away. And if your order gets lost, they just send another one. And then they told me right away, we'll send you another one. And don't worry if your order shows up, you don't have to pay for it again and you don't have to send it back. You just get a free order. And it's like, really? Wow. I mean, how cool is that? So that's a really good thing. I was well taken care of by Chewy. Even though I have to drive across town to get my package. So, and I reported it to OnTrack and filled out their forms and all of that. So it'd be interesting to see if they follow up. And, but you know, all I got was automated email back from them saying, thanks, your complaint has been filed and we'll investigate. And if you don't hear from us within 2 business days, oh, well,
usually that means it goes in the trash can.
Yeah. So I don't expect to hear back from them and all of that, but we'll see. So, oh, well, okay. I guess have we talked out and let go of all the snafus and all the technical difficulties?
Well, we still need to find out one thing.
Yeah.
Is Mercury in retrograde?
Not yet. Okay, not yet. But well, Natasha says there's a boatload of stuff going on astrologically and all that sort of stuff. So we need to find out who the heck Natasha is now And what it is that she does and all the different things, because lots of stuff, she does stuff that we don't often talk about. So we got to do all of that. But then we've also got to find out about all the astrology stuff and what's going on. We will have open phone lines throughout the show. So if you have behavior training or healing questions for me, you can call in. If you want a personal reading with Natasha or find out what's going on with you or your animal friends, you can call us about that. And just so you have it, local numbers, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. So I'd say let's stay on time. And how about we clear the energy? Let's take care of our advertisers. And then as we continue, I'll officially start the show. We'll do our Sunday prayers and affirmations. And then we'll... dive into all of this stuff with Natasha, and onwards we go. I have a few things on my list to tell you about, and we need to chat about. And of course, you know, we'd love to hear from you today. So everybody, stay right where you are. We're taking care of advertisers, and Animal World continues. And let's see, Enlightenment with about Natasha is next. All right, Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
East West and Ananda present Joy Is Within You, an afternoon immersion into a life of meditation and yoga. Saturday, May 6th, from 11:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. in person in Bothell. Featuring a yoga demo, storytelling from ancient India, live music, meditation instruction, East West and Ananda farm shopping, afternoon tea and refreshments, and a talk from UN Global Peace Ambassadors Naya Swamis Jyotish and Davy Novak to free yourself from worries, habits, and limiting beliefs. Learn more and register for this free event at anandawa.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Exploring new territory every day. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from the wonderful Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and of course, they're gearing up for the big celebration coming up the first Sunday, Saturday in May 6th. And you heard all about that, the worldwide spiritual directors of Ananda. They are also officially United Nations peace ambassadors. Naya Swamis Jyotish and Davy will be here in town, and so this big celebration at the Blue Lotus Temple and Yoga Hall, and Dr. Morley's doing yoga demonstrations and Stories with Morley, which is absolutely fabulous, and keynote address and talk with Jyotish and Davy, and food and farm stuff and show shopping and all kinds of great stuff. And I've blocked out my Saturday. I am not going to schedule a session, and I'm going to go. So I hope you all will join me at the Blue Rose Temple in Bothell. Check it out at anandawa.org for all the details. And okay, then. So third Sunday of the month, I'm still working out all the little glitches and so forth. I think a lot of it relates to astrological stuff, which we'll find out more from Natasha here shortly. But it is time to officially start the show. Now, if you haven't been here before for this, I start with and by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, we start with a couple of Saint Francis prayers. And then I got a pile of affirmations we do to spiritualize ourselves up for the day and the week. And whether or not you participate with me in the prayers and the affirmations is completely up to you. You can say them along with me, use them during the week like I do, or you can just tune out and not participate, and that's just fine. It's not like our dancing and sending love and light around the world. Dancing is required at 10 and 11, but we'll get to that a little later. All righty. So I start here with the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty. Now, for us human animals, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen, shanti, shanti, shanti. Alrighty here. Now I got a bunch of affirmations all contributed by some part of our animal world family. I say each one of them out loud three times, and you can join me or not, totally up to you. But I found all of them extremely powerful, which is why we do them. And I know there are many of you that do them regularly, as I do. And here we go. Affirmation number one, three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All righty. Now, the second affirmation, this one comes from Linda Rasmussen. And you know that she does a treatment for callers when they come in. She often gives an affirmation at the end to help hold the energy. And this is where this one came from. And it ended up being so powerful. A lot of us started doing it. And that's why it got included. It really shifted the abundance flow in my life. So this can help you too. Three times. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty. Now this next one is the one I use to stay in a state of good health and well-being and not focus on wonderful gifts like Stacy got on her birthday. And this keeps you thinking healthy and spreading health and all that good stuff. So here we go with that. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Whew. All righty. All right. Now, this one comes from Natasha. And I know she uses a little tweaked version herself, but stay with the original one because that's what works
what
for
you
me.
Know. It's what
and
you
what
know.
I use. And as I do these daily at home, I do all of these for me and my animal friends. So I include them in these affirmations. Here we go with this one three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Let's set that one in, because so far I hasn't been doing that so well today. well, hope that gets better. All righty. The last one here is from the Ananda family, the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, from the Italian version, actually. Earlier was an Italian version. This is from just from Ananda, and it is their spirit, a warrior of light affirmation, very powerful one. And this one, we get to send God's light and love all over the planet. And it's obviously, you know, it's really needed right now. Here we go. Three times. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within us and around us, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And now, Dr. Nell's favorite part, and this is his contribution to set all this. We cross your hands over your chest and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. Whew. Alrighty then, we are all spiritualized up for the day, for the week. You can keep those up during the week along with me, or let's do them every week on the show with us here. Alrighty then, so okay, hopefully that's raised the energy here. And it is the third Sunday. I'm here, Nathan's here, and Natasha Venter is zooming in from the Skagit Valley. And hey, Natasha. So, how before we get into you and the astrology stuff and all of that, it's tough to let everybody know that I was gonna make today our anniversary show. What anniversary? Well, celebrating Nathan joining the Animal World family and Natasha joining the Animal World family, which happened kind of the same time of year. Within the same week. And was that like 2 years ago? Has it been years, 3 years? How long has it been?
3 years now. This is the beginning of my fourth year with you guys.
Really? I can't be. Anyway, I guess she knows what
she's... Time flies when there's a pandemic, doesn't it?
I guess so. All right. So
we started when school shut down was the first time I was on the radio.
All right, so we were thinking that the anniversary was this month, but then when I started putting the show together and we included Nathan said no, it was last month.
Last month,
mm-hmm. So that was one of the other little. So anyway, we apparently missed the anniversary last month, so we're making it this month, and we're celebrating today. And so I'm saying, Nathan, I am so grateful to have you, and I can't believe it's been 3 years, but you're absolutely a total part of I don't know what the Animal World family, I don't know what we do without you. And mm-hmm. and you just are fabulous. And you know that I you know, we aren't radio spouses like Gary and I were. And, you know, and Gary and I had a very special relationship, and I just adore him, and he was wonderful. But, you know, I have to say, Nathan, don't tell him, but you get to the best award for, you know, our production engineer here on Animal World. Because, you know, Gary is wonderful, and I just love him, and I love to, you know, chat with him when you help arrange that from time to time. But, you know, he was more into sports than animals and radio, the show and all of that. So a lot of times he had one foot in Animal World and the other foot was making sure he was paying attention to every other sports game that's going on the planet during the show. So Nathan is totally focused and really is a big part of the show. So anyway, thank you so much. You are such a gift, and I'm so grateful, and you can't ever leave.
Oh, thank you so much, just, Martha. That really means a lot. And the same back to you. It's been a lot of fun. This isn't a goodbye. This is many more to come.
Right, because you can't leave. You know, just remember that. Don't bother looking or thinking about anything else. You just can't. Or at least you have to stay with me and Animal World.
And the same
with...
And I was going to say,
go ahead.
I was going to say, and the same with Natasha, too, you know, having her as a part of the Animal World family and everybody else in addition, too, like Stacy, yes. Nels, and Linda, and Jude Ponton and Paul are still very much a big part of the family, too. They're just not on the air at the moment.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I was just thinking, your mom, I saw something on Facebook, I'm remembering right now. It was sometime this week that your mom must have posted a photograph of your family, the four of you. You know, your mom and dad and two brothers. Anyway, and for some reason when I saw it and I looked at the picture, it was like, okay, I'm gonna ask your mom if I can adopt Nathan.
Or at least Photoshop yourself into that picture, right?
Yeah, he's part of my family now, so I want to adopt him as part of the animal. That way he can never leave. So anyway, you're that important, Nathan, because the thought occurred to me that I should just adopt you here in Animal World so you can't ever leave. But do appreciate you. And then, of course, Natasha, I can't believe it's been 3 years. My goodness.
It has been.
It's wonderful that you've been able to join us, and you know, every once in a while this show gets scrapped because if I need to throw in a special show or something, it's always this show that I trade out. So every once in a while we don't get to do this, but not very often, and so it's always fun to work with you and have you here to share your gifts with everyone and let kind of look at the energy of what's going on and the astrology and all that sort of stuff and get, you know, intuitive guidance and so forth. And it's been quite helpful. And
I appreciate that because I love being here. And that's the thing is that, you know, this is just one corner of my world that I do. So it's been one of those things that this show has actually helped me expand that calling in to who I can be. So I appreciate that.
Okay, so speaking of that, let's find out how or what is it that how you're describing yourself these days, or you know, how we think about that, because I've always said, you know, a medium, intuitive, communicator, personal awareness coach, but.
And that's what I do.
Are you still all of those things? Yeah. So explain to us what's going on.
Okay. So the core of me has never changed. But as a lot of us who do intuitive work struggle with finding words that describe us, mm-hmm. because we have to have those words that, you know, that we put on our flyers, our, you know, those kinds of things. So I'm not necessarily undescribing who I am, but on my paperwork, I have psychic medium. Okay, I love every psychic medium out there.
But there are a lot out there, and just to chime in, and I kind of understand it because the word psychic, and especially psychic, and a little bit medium, to some people pushes buttons, and they think, ooh.
Exactly.
You know?
And I hold myself with, I can't compare myself to anybody else, but I know I hold myself with high integrity, and very much the dance of honoring who's sitting in front of me And not every psychic medium does that. And so with me, that I would rather separate myself a little bit from the dance of the psychic medium.
Okay. And
I have been intuitive many, many. I can't remember a lifetime in past lives that I have not been intuitive. So I've been calling myself multi-life intuitive.
Medium. Oh, that's what you mean by that. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So multi-life intuitive, medium, energy seer. So my energy seeing. So with that I see energies around me. If I sit in with a client, that if they're dealing with, like, that, I was talking with someone the other day and they had the energy of should and shouldn't on their lap. And I said, let's sit those twins on the couch away from you and let's let them be who they need to be off of you. Now let's do the work that we want to do within you. So I see emotions as energy. I see beings as energy. I see past life ones as energy. I see in feng shui, the land, Mother Earth, how feng shui, the energy of feng shui goes through the properties. And so with energy seer, it kind of is the bridge between what I do intuitively and what I do with my feng shui practice, which I'm a feng shui advisor, because I'm not one of those, you know, masters of feng shui, but I really work with somebody where they're at. So if they're in discombobulation,
well, explain for anybody that doesn't know, because I know, what is feng shui?
Feng shui is a practice of the qi energy. And
what?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, we need a bit. That doesn't fly. That,
we need the 101 here,
I,
Natasha.
Dumb it down, Natasha.
I am. Give me a moment here. Okay. I wasn't done with the sentence.
All right, okay.
So the qi energy, every place has energy. And the qi energy is the flow of energy. So if you have, let's say, a bunch of stuff in a hallway, the energy can't flow as well as if it's a clean energy flow of nothing in the way. And so with that qi energy can be more positive than negative. And if we can change our environment, we can change our world. So changing the energy of your place can help you shift the energy of your world.
Do you mean by changing your place, do you mean like, if you had the pile of stuff in the hall, that you would put it elsewhere and put it where it belongs? Or by moving things around, you can shift the energy flow in your home.
Mm-hmm.
And that,
exactly.
That
so, like,
then reflects
me,
in your life and all of that.
Exactly. So like for 5 minutes, I went through and I had stuff walking. I had stuff kind of piled a little bit, unfinished projects, you know, along the pathway to get into my spiritual room. Well, my spiritual room is where I do sessions. So if I want to do more sessions, more, you know, coming into this world, I want to open up the pathway. So what I did for 5 minutes was cleaned up, put away those piles. And now I have clean flow into my spiritual room, which allows more interaction with my business. So there's that application of how can we change things. Now, things, I have clutter. I am one that I'm not a minimalist, you know. But I have intention with where my things are. And so that's the other purpose is that if you have, like, there is one house I went into and she had a sliding glass door in every health corner of her bagua. And I'll explain a little bit.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
Yeah. So the bagua is, there's certain sections of a room. And so that there's like the health corner, there's the knowledge corner, there's prosperity corner, there's the health, there's the relationship corner. So there's different corners of the bagua. And in those baguas, you have different representations. So having a sliding glass door in her health corner, I was saying, are you having problems with your feeling uncomfortable in your body? Are you having problem? Are you kind of feeling discombobulated with how you feel? Is your energy draining? And she's like, yeah, it is actually. I'm feeling tired all the time. I said, okay. So what we need to do is then set up some kind of, I don't want to say blockage, but some kind of, let's slow down the energy going out of your sliding glass doors. Let's create a pattern so the energy can bounce off that scenario so that it keeps flowing in your house instead of going draining out of your window.
Okay. And I think, understand it to simplify, when you talk about this Bagua business, I'm understanding correctly.
It's like a grid.
You have any particular room of a place. It doesn't matter what, whether it's a bedroom or a living room or a dining room. There are each corner of the room, and it's the same corner of every room.
The style that I do is the Bakwas sect type. It's the where you, it's not the north, south, east, and west. It is dealing with the rooms. So okay. Let's say the Bagua would be, the Bagua can start as big as driving into your driveway, that the Bagua fits the map, the Bagua map sits over your whole property. And then when you walk into your house, the Bagua sits over your house. If you walk into a room, the Bagua turns, because wherever you start in is where the Bagua starts. And it turns to be in that room. You can even do it coming down into a desk. You can do it into doing, I do it on
okay, my... Okay, break it down. So if that, then if that, you know, kind of isn't making sense to you yet, it's kind of like each corner of a room represents a different aspect of your life. You said it might be health, might be...
So when you walk
and then so what you put in that corner... Or how that affects that particular energy in one's life? Is that...
It does. It does. It really does. So, like, there's a bookshelf behind me. So, this is my relationship corner. So, I have the relationship with the angels. I have the relationship with, or with my husband, you know, the generalness of love. Then I have the relationship with the angels. Then I have a relationship with animals. And I have an altar there. Then I have a relationship with trees, the fairies, and then I have my family albums on the bottom because I have a relationship with my family.
Oh, okay.
This is my spiritual room, so it's different. Now, in my relationship corner in my bedroom with my husband, I have more of a romantic, you know, love, you know, scenario.
Oh,
well,
yeah. That kind of makes sense. All right. So, so one of the things we now hang on your hat or hat you wear is, feng shui advisor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so you help people understand this Bagua map as it relates to their living environment and the shifts or changes they can make that help the energy flow better in their life and even relate to specific areas of the life depending on what you do with that area of your home.
Exactly. And, okay. And when I do a session, I give you a folder with a Bagua map. So then it's a little bit more easier to see the visual Bagua, you know, then it makes more sense because you can move the paper to where you want to be.
All right. Speaking of seeing, I just looked at the clock and Nathan isn't squirming yet, but he should be because we're over time. So
we need to
time out here and take care of our advertisers, and we'll come back and then we'll finish up with whatever else Natasha wants to know us to know about her, and then we'll get into the astrological influences and go on from there. So, and of course, you can call us anytime, 425-373-5527, and you can totally change the subject if you want to. We've got 3 hours. So anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Arthur Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. But let's see, we heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen, our best and neuroenergetic balancer, and man, does he work miracles for a lot of animals and humans. You can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com. The Rasmussen Reset Do-It-Yourself at Home program is still available for only $50. Unbelievable. But that's on the homepage now, he says. So it's, you can purchase it right off the homepage. And he always does a free telephone evaluation. So he likes you to go through the website, healingministryforanimals.com, and fill out the little contact form. And then he'll arrange a phone call to speak with you and chat with you about your animal friends and how he can help. So check him out. And remember our incredible sound healer, Jude Ponton. The Whispering Dragon Center is now in her home in Shoreline. It's a fabulous location, easy to get to, and the energy is just off the charts. It's such an incredible room with the gongs and then the Acutonic Forks and all that sort of thing. If you can see her in person, it's so spectacular to have a session. But she also works remotely, so check her out. You can check the website, whispering-dragon.com, or Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. And you can always just give her a call, 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you'd like some details, just shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. We are good to go. And I know Nathan left the room. So do we have a caller to go to?
We have a caller, and that's going to be Robin from Seattle joining Animal World. Welcome to the show, Robin. You're live with Martha and Natasha.
Hi, Robin. Good morning. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. What can we do for you? Robin? Hello?
Hey, Robin, you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Great.
So what can we help you with?
So, should I just share with you what's on my mind?
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, great. So my name is Robin, and I have a female rescue dog. She's about 14, and she's starting to age. Problems with her sight and her hearing. She does have some hind leg issues where she wears some braces because she has some...
Yeah, time out, Robin. What's her name?
Her name's Shady Jane.
Shady Jane? Oh,
Shady,
that's
Jane.
Cute. And then what kind of a dog do you think she is, so we can kind of get a visual impression?
I think she's got some border collie in her. She loved chasing the tennis ball. And she, I think she's definitely got a little herding in her.
Okay, but you said she's like 14 years old now and aging, slowing down. But you mentioned something about braces on her legs. Tell us about that.
Yes. So one of her hind legs, she tore a ligament. And
okay, cruciate ligament, probably.
They thought she was a bit old for surgery. So she has a brace that she wears whenever we take a walk. And then on her other hind leg, we have a soft brace so that that was slightly damaged, but it repaired itself.
Okay.
So we use that one as just a safety measure. And so
all right, she doesn't wear the braces all the time, but when you take her out walking and so forth, sometimes you have to put the braces on. Is that correct?
She wears the braces whenever we leash and go on walks.
Okay.
She
all right.
doesn't
so
wear
then,
them in
so-
the house.
All right, so then I'm guiding her, folks, because she sent me an email about this, and that's why I directed her to give us a call today. And so, overall, what's your question, Robin?
Overall, my question is, how do you know if a dog likes to be solo in the house, and how do you know if a dog would enjoy a second dog?
All right, so... in the email that Robin sent me, it kind of said, you know, she explained all of this, that Shady Jane was getting older and just sleeping around. And she thought, you know, she might, getting another dog extend her life and get her going more. So I'm going to tell you what I think. And that's probably going to be all that we have time for at this hour because we're almost at the top of the hour. So hopefully you can hang on with us so we can pick you up on the other side when we start the next hour and finish up, and we'll find out if Natasha can confirm if I'm right or not. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So what I'll tell you right off the bat is you said in your email that she doesn't socialize a lot with other dogs and isn't all that wild about other dogs and so forth. But, you know, you were thinking that another dog might be a good thing. And I'll tell you that in a lot of cases, a lot of people do that. When one dog in the family is getting older, we bring in a younger one, A, to help us when the older one transitions. We've got another one to help us make it through that. But sometimes after you go through the integration of those dogs, a younger dog will kind of help rejuvenate the older one and keep them going a little longer. But what you got to know, Robin, is that usually is not an easy process necessarily to go through, because when you got one dog that lives with you, it's their home, and it is different if they're really, really social with other dogs. They go to the park, they love dogs. That doesn't mean they want them to come home and live with them. Well, your dog, Shady Jane, isn't even a real social model anyway. And to bring in another dog, she's going to not like that right off the bat. You have to really work to make them feel good about having another dog in the house and all of that. Bringing in a young puppy and all of that and training out, I would be very concerned with Sadie's legs and the braces and that. She could get really hurt by a, you know, not intentionally. So finding the right dog. My basic, when I read the email, I was like, absolutely not, under any circumstances. No, 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 Robin, wake up. You just love your girl and keep her going. But let's keep her safe. She doesn't want another dog. So that's Aunt Martha's first impression. I could be wrong. Okay, because there's exceptions to everything. So that's all we have time for right now, Robin. We're going to we've got to gear up for the love train and get our dancing in and spreading love and light around. And then when we start up the second hour, we will bring you back and I can go into more detail. But we'll bring Natasha in and have her look at the energy and you see everything. She can look at it at a different level. And we'll find out, is my first impression, is that a good one, or is there extenuating circumstances, or what the deal is? So, everybody, make sure you stay with us and we'll talk more with Robin about Sadie Jane, but I'm voting for Sadie Jane to continue to be an only girl, and we just make her life wonderful as long as she has. Anyway, you stay right where you are. So now we are going to gear up for the love train, and remember, dancing is required. You don't get to sit this one out. Well, sort of you can, because you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. You can get up on the love train, dance with me, and we're going to spread the love and the light all over the world. It's so needed. Remember us here and all around the world. And I energize the love train music up with the yogi energization prayer, so we get even extra juice here. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit. Recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.